Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Top Stories, the show in which I, Andy Zaltzman, go back in time through the medium of giving you bits from the Bugle podcast to listen to again. Today we're travelling back in time to April 2013, and we find Britain in the depths of mourning. That's right, it was the dark weeks that followed the death of Margaret Thatcher. It's Bugle issue 231, entitled The Queen Should Play Poker, featuring me and John Oliver.
Top story this week, Britain, a nation in enforced mourning. And now, I must admit, Andy, that the funeral of Margaret Thatcher this week did not get much attention here in America at all, mainly due to the fact that they were a little preoccupied with absorbing the latest example of terrorist twattery that brought horror to the streets of Boston, followed by the arrest of an Elvis impersonator who apparently sent rice into the president. So they've had a lot on their crazy plate here, and it's rather distracted them from the death rites of an 87-year-old stateswoman. Otherwise, Andy, I have no doubt that the US media would have dived headfirst into the overblown coverage like a lactose intolerant lady into a soy milk swimming pool. But I'm guessing that in England, Andy, it was wall-to-wall coverage of the funeral with more hysteria than when a pigeon lands on the tennis courts at Wimbledon. Now, did you watch the funeral, or did you stuff straw into a box, poke some air holes in it, and fully hibernate the 90 minutes away?
Well, I was trying to deal with my own personal devastation, clearly, John. But No, I did watch the funeral, and I did some live Twitter commentary on it, which is really the only way to get through these state occasions. But as you say, there was wall-to-wall coverage, literally wall-to-wall in town squares in places like Edinburgh and Leeds, where they were showing the funeral on a big screen, and there was no one between the big screen and the wall on the other side of that town square. great photographs of just like one person staring up at this screen. So I'd rather see the weather forecast.
Yeah, could you put it on Sky Sports?
But, yeah, so it was, you know, as we suggested last week, it was a very divisive funeral, very much put the FU into funeral. But at least now, you know, we know the speculation is over. There was no resurrection. There was no opening of the fiery bowels of hell to welcome in their newest inmate. There was no, even most disappointingly, no classic prank of Thatcher bursting out of the coffin saying, "Got ya!" She had the living shit funeral out of her, and Britain has seldom felt odder. It did leave me with an extremely queasy feeling about the British state and the nature and purpose of British democracy. It seemed, was this one of the greatest acts of history-controlling state propaganda in this country since the Bayeux Tapestry showed William the Conqueror personally scoring an overhead kick past King Harold from 45 yards in the last minute of the Battle of Hastings? It felt that way.
Now, from what I've gathered, Andy, the atmosphere was a little different from the blowout funerals that Britain has staged in the past. You think it, your Princess Diana's, your Queen Mother's. Now, for Margaret Thatcher, it seemed to be less goodbye England's rose and more farewell England's amorphophallus titanium. That's one for all you botany fans out there. It meant, Andy, what I'm trying to say is her career was spectacular, but occasionally had a horrific smell about it. Again, one more for you botany fans. Oh, it's a flower joke.
Isn't the internet great, John?
I mean, without it, we're nothing. I mean, nothing. Nothing. There is nothing in my head than facts that go in, stay there for a second, and then go out again. I'm nothing.
So why was she... again, there was a lot of discussion over her legacy and why she was quite so divisive after all. You know, she did some things that a lot of people thought were great for this nation, and maybe some of them were, but the problem is, John, she threw a lot of babies out with the bathwater, and not only did she do that, but before she did that, she boiled the babies down for stock and then poured the stock down the drain in front of some starving northerners. So there's plans now to build a Thatcher Museum, Margaret Thatcher Museum, in the style of... presidential library.
Oh, let's not start doing that.
Some would argue there are already plenty of Thatcher museums. The High Street in the northern town of Stockton-on-Tees, for example, seems to be a temple to urban decay and the failures and heartlessness of the Thatcher years. Also, the City of London. That's very much the opposite side of both sides of the Stockton-on-Tees museum. So I don't know if there's actually need for this. I had a special simulation run, John, on what would have happened to Britain if Thatcher had never actually existed. And I went to two, because I wanted to get some balance, I went to two different political organisations, the right-wing Thatcherite think tank, the Clawhammer of Practicality Institute, and the left-wing pressure group, Marxist Mark and the Fund Bunk. And one of these... Oh, that needed more work. One of these simulations.
No, Andy. No.
Without Thatcher.
Look, even masterpiece painters, Andy, need to know when to stop, and you stopped at the right time. It was finished.
Without Thatcher, apparently Britain today would be a cultural, industrial, and ethical wasteland haunted by the post-imperial ghosts of the nation it could have been. And the other showed that without Thatcher, Britain would have been a thriving financial centre with higher standards of living than it ever had before, consumer choice, and unprecedented commercial freedoms and opportunities. Those are the wrong reports. Those are both just reports on what has actually happened after Thatcher, but from different parts of the nation.
There'd been real concerns about protests during the funeral procession, but these luckily were limited to a few people shouting, booing, and then others lining the streets only to turn their backs. And that seems to be a quintessentially English insult, Andy. Standing outside for hours in the cold and rain, only to then snub the procession with a devastating gesture of poor manners.
My favourite protest, it was just a guy standing by the route, and similarly, he must have waited there for hours, and he just held up a placard about, you know, a foot across and a foot high with the word boo written on it.
But that was it?
That was it. Yeah. That was it.
But I like the fact that by turning your back, essentially what you're saying to the former Prime Minister is, good day to you, Margaret. I said good day.
In some ways, there's two sides to every coin, John. You know, it just depends which way you look at it. Some people might say there was there was a massive protest, and it was all a protest against the fact that she'd died. And I'd have liked to see the police react in the same way they've reacted with other protests and start kettling the crowd inside St. Paul's Cathedral and firing water cannons at Henry Kissinger just to see if he dissolves.
Thousands of people lined the street of London, along with 2,300, as you mentioned, inside St. Paul's Cathedral, including Prime Minister David Cameron and even the Queen. And the fact that the big Q-tip herself was there was a big deal. And yet, all the cutaway shots of her face showed her wearing the same expression that she always has, Andy. That featureless, empty scowl somewhere between boredom and contempt. She has the same detached facial projection of nothing at every event she goes to, Andy, whether it's watching a funeral or her grandson's wedding or herself jumping out of a helicopter during the Olympics opening ceremony. Her face is the same during everything, Andy, absolutely everything. In fact, she would be a world-class poker player, the Queen. I think that's the way we should fund the royal family in the future. Once a year, the taxpayer doesn't just give her money. We lend her money to go to Vegas for a week and hit the poker rooms. And I guarantee within a few days she'll come back having quadrupled it.
She had a very similar face to the one that she had during much of the Olympic opening ceremony. And for me, I think, you know, that Britain have shown what it can do with a big ceremony. And to me, this was too traditional. Should have embraced the new modernity that the Olympics open. I'd have liked to see Margaret Thatcher escorted to St. Paul's Cathedral by James Bond in a helicopter before coffin dropped from 2,000 feet through the famous dome.
So good. We know people like it, so why don't you do it? It doesn't make any sense. Now, one of the great things about funerals is that you sometimes get to find out little snippets about someone's life that you weren't aware of. And apparently Margaret Thatcher found the Queen a little too left-wing for her, which means one of two things. Either the Queen is a lot more liberal than anyone knew, or Margaret Thatcher was even more right-wing than physics thought was even possible. The relationship between Thatcher and the Queen was heavily spun by people, with one pundit saying both women shared a love of people being punctual. And if that is your go-to comparison for common ground, I think you might as well just say both women really didn't like one another.
Now, there were some efforts made to keep the funeral as unpolitical as possible, but it didn't really succeed in a lot of ways. Just the mere fact of having it as essentially a state funeral was a great political gesture. And increasing suspicions, John, that David Cameron is fully delusional, such as the grief that has struck him and his party. Last week we just talked about how he said Margaret Thatcher saved this nation, and during the funeral, there's a lovely moment. I was watching it on the BBC News channel with their little news ticker underneath, and as the coffin was wheeled into St. Paul's Cathedral on its magic cart, the little news flash came up on the little ticker saying unemployment up by 70,000. And you thought, that is what she would have wanted on that day of all days. David Cameron on national radio that morning, having pledged not to make the funeral a political occasion, said, "We are all Thatcherite now." And he might as well have just put a balaclava on, leapt on top of the coffin and said, "I'm hijacking this funeral, take me to the next election or else."
Thank you for listening. Do go and tell all your friends about this show and current Bugles, and or leave a review or nice comment somewhere. Online, ideally, rather than daubed on the side of a historic monument. Goodbye.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.